Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The toll-free number to join us and talk to Rosa Corey coming up. She'll be with us the whole next hour. That's exciting. And on the nightly news tonight, and she's going to be speaking in Bastrop. Very soon, we'll tell you about that in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And Rosa, people ask me, who are new listeners, they go, why are you so excited? Well, ladies and gentlemen, when the police tell you you can't have bumper stickers on your car in downtown Austin, I mean, you know, we're 2 minutes to midnight. I mean, when they are giving $85 billion a month to foreign banks to prop up their derivatives, and we've got to pay money, interest on money we give them, I mean, that's a screw job on a screw job. I mean, I get animated. I mean, if I caught somebody stealing a bicycle out of my garage, which I had before, I got pretty mad and chased them. I mean, and I guess that's abnormal. I'm supposed to just want to, like, act like I'm part of it and just go with it and be screwed. Go ahead.
Yeah, this passivity thing. You know, you're supposed to be passive. You know, it's about consensus. It's about going along to get along. You know, that is the way that you are taken over. Who is going to tell you not to raise a stink? Those who are taking you over. Revolution is bad for business, right? And this is not revolution, by the way. We are exerting our rights.
This is restoration. They're involved in a revolution.
They are the revolutionaries. They are taking us over. You know, this is a hostile takeover. This is a totalitarian state being erected around us right now. This is what it looks like. It's a failed state happening to us right now. We're being taken down. Because you know what? Hey, check it out. Our median household income in the United States, it's like $50,000 a year for a household median. That's in the middle, not the average, right? Well, in the world, it's like $5,000 for a, you know, so look at that.
Wow.
10 times. So look at how far we have to come down before those markets, they're going to bring the developing world up a little bit and then take us down. Why? Because our wages are too high, because our expectations are too high, because we use everything too much. And guess what? Why would they want to take us out of the land? Why would they want to remove people from the land? Why do they
want at one level,
density cities? They want to collect people into city centers so that we can be more easily monitored, controlled, and surveilled, and so that those areas outside the wildlands, so that those areas can be exploited for gas, oil, minerals, for timber.
Oh, yeah. No. When they say they care about the environment, it's the complete opposite.
We'll be told that there's scarcity. This is an artificial scarcity that's being implemented on us right now. This is what it's about. You know, if you take a look at 1984, that is about artificial scarcity. This is how it's done. And this is what totalitarianism looks like. People think, oh, no, it can't happen here. Hey, it's happening here. This is what it looks like. We need to stand up now. This is our moment. Nuremberg principles. The Nuremberg principles are that it is not okay to go along to get along. You cannot say that you were just following orders or that, you know, everyone else was doing it. That is not all right. This is treason. And those people who, you know, this falls in with a liberal worldview. It's very appealing to a lot of people because they think they're doing
it. Yeah, they think it's redistribution. They don't get that once you're under globalist control, it's going to be forced population reduction. And they've romanticized kind of the low-level propaganda that, oh, it's to build a better world. It's not building a better world.
No, it's not. And you know what? People want to know what Agenda 21 is. Agenda 21 is the plan. It's the plan to implement sustainable development. It is the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production.
It's the takeover plan.
All information and all human beings in the world. This is a real plan signed on to by the United States.
The battle plan.
Implemented by your federal government, in your states, in your local governments, in your schools. It is happening now.
You're absolutely right. We're going to go to break now and come back and continue breaking that down. Because I know there's a lot of facets you haven't gotten into. You got a bunch of notes you want to go over. I want to do one segment where you've really got the floor, since you've got the whole next hour. Then we'll take calls for the last 35, 40 minutes of the broadcast. 800-259-9231. I know the callers are all over the map on the Second Amendment, behavior modification, 1958 predictions. I guess that's going to be John Birch Society predictions. Sex ed, that ties in. That's a UN program. It's a UN program to teach 5-year-olds to masturbate. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Your Network, proudly.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Corey is in studio with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones in the next segment through the end of this hour with your Agenda 21 and other questions on tyranny. But I want viewers watching us on InfoWarsNews.com and radio listeners out there to listen to me very, very carefully. Okay? If you don't get out of your coma and get upset and get aggressive, we're going to be usurped. We're designed to face an enemy coming over the hill to enslave our village. That's what we're genetically, every race, color, creed, know instinctively. But we're not designed to deal with bureaucracy and propaganda and taxes and regulations. And that's the real 21st century tool. And under the globalist, they want a system that goes backwards to a post-industrial world where we're dumbed down, we're kept at starvation level, we're socially engineered to take the vaccines, the forced sterilization, the forced abortions, to, quote, reduce population. And a lot of yuppies go, well, there are too many people. Well, let me tell you something. You're under the attack. And the West is dying. Europe will not even be European within another generation, okay? They have about 1.3 children. Same thing here in the U.S. So don't worry. You've committed suicide. And I know you want to make sure you can kill the third world where you want to cut their energy supplies as well. So I know it gives you a power trip to think about cutting off power and being poor. And there are problems with a decadent consumerist society. I get all that. I get why you think it's sexy. But the issue is, this isn't even what you're being told this is for, isn't even it. This is a total post-industrial world, in Maurice Strong's own words, and all their books. I've got a whole bookshelf of them. We source them in my film Endgame, to shut everything down and create a monopoly of power and have high-tech government and corporate reservations that are light years ahead with life extension, robotics, androids. This is what they're saying. A life extension. Go read what Ray Kurzweil and all of them say. Well, we live in the city ghettos around that, if we're even allowed to live. So this is the shutdown of society so we can be exterminated. And it sounds like a science fiction movie, because they were telling you what they were going to do in the science fiction movies that are really in Bertrand Russell's and others' writing. So this is the plan. It's hyper-authoritarianism. It's a creeping death, but it's here. Where China has, you know, dead pigs in the river and fires in the river and suicide nets at the Apple factories because they're so liberal. Al Gore, I mean, it must be okay. Peace bombs, I mean, Obama. And the Republicans are all on board with it, of course, because they're all bought and paid for in the same group, at the highest echelons. And they get three new coal power plants, totally dirty. We get three or four shut down a week or more, 200 plus a year. Power prices going up. We're having the lights turned off. They're tearing it all up. Only the megacities, and that's not just a Judge Dredd term. That's their term. That all the maps are public. Look up megacity regions, super regions. They're shutting us down. So it's important to go to Rosa Corey's website and see the city council meetings she's been at, what she does, the planning commission meetings. Get her book, read it, mimic that, because her playbook is dead on truth, Veritas, you know, pure crystalline. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it out and go be the leader. And now we go to these meetings outside Austin. They're in every town. We outnumber them now. They're panicking. Other areas, though, people aren't waking up, so it's a mix. Go to the meeting she's got tomorrow in Bastrop, the original capital of Texas. They were going to make it. I talk like Yoda now. Bastrop, the original capital of Texas, they would make it. You need to go there and fight the empire. I mean, the fight is now, folks. This is real James Bond stuff, okay? I mean, you want to fight? You want adventure? You want to fight criminals? This is it. I mean, they know. They're technicians. You will face UN operatives. You will face globalist operatives. Okay, 8-9 minutes left in this segment. I'm going to try to give you the floor. It's just I started hyperventilating. This is so important. Talk about what we're facing, the meeting, and other points you haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, you know, hey, if you're here in Texas, the Sustainable Places Program, who knows, they all have the same kind of names. But these names are, you know, interchangeable everywhere across the country. These are all regional programs that are designed to destroy jurisdictional boundaries, erase jurisdictional boundaries, and create these mega regions, which, you know, America2050.org, this is a program and a project of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, B of A, the huge corporations.
The folks that made the UN.
This is it. This is what they want to do. And this is a battle for the hearts and minds of the people of the world. Don't think it isn't. And it's almost like we've been, you know, I like to say this, it's almost as if there's been a football game going on for the last 20 years, and we were out in the parking lot having a kegger. And now we're suited up. We've got our, you know, our pads on, our helmets are on. We've got the ball. We have the ball now. And this is the thing, is that when you've got the ball, you need to know where the goal is. And we need to fight to move forward to block all of this and re-erect our freedom.
How do we rout the enemy? Tell us.
This is it. You know what? Let me just say this. Remember this. Private property rights include your person, your body, your mind.
Oh, they're now saying they're going to force vaccines on us. That's part of UN.
Your most important private property. You know, this is it. Hey, when my mother was dying in the hospital, they told me I had to go get a flu shot in order to spend time with her. I went down to the basement, picked up a receipt out of the trash, and went back up and gave it to them. I didn't get a flu shot. These things are designed to restrict you, to make you fall into line, to be obedient. You know, hey, when you're in the airport, don't go through that thing. Go early and make them do the pat down on you.
Yeah, start saying no.
Resist. Do not go along. Expose collaborators and refuse to collaborate yourself. If you're getting money from this plan, if you're, you know, examine what you're doing. Examine your life. Hey, if you're smoking weed out there on the couch, you know what? Put it down, make those flyers, and get out there and get this information.
Take it personal.
This is your life. There's no joking around here. This is the time to do it. If we don't do it now, we are not. not going to be doing it. We have a window now. Let's move through it. We are actually raising awareness all over the world, and things are happening all over the world. This is a change. You've got to know your enemy, identify nonprofits, the collaborators, the consultants that are putting these plans together. You want to call them out. You want to identify how much money is being paid to them.
Yeah, that's how they pay the mercenaries. Describe your speech tomorrow. I mean, how you identify these people?
Oh, well, it's all over. Of course, there are, you know, here's how it is done. Basically, the federal government gives money to the local agents, to the local governments and the metropolitan planning organizations and the councils of government. And here in Texas, you've got like 27 of them. Across the United States, there are 500. This is where the money comes down. All the federal agencies have actually changed their policies to bring them into alignment with Agenda 21, and the local agencies are doing the same thing. So you want to expose this, you want to identify it, and then you want to block it. You want to speak out. Show up and speak out. Do not be afraid. Because if you don't do this, you know, they're going to, if this is the way it works with collaborative government. This is what you're getting, consensus government. If you don't speak out, they assume that you are agree. Can you believe that? They assume that you agree, and because you don't have representative government anymore, then it's all by consensus and collaboration. So if you're not there, they assume it's an implicit agreement.
And it's all under Admiralty Administrative. They're transferring the state constitutions and having the counties and cities criminally sign over authority to regional boards run by their unelected criminals.
That's it. These are appointed boards. You cannot get them out. You can't influence them. They're made up of elected officials, but there's like, there may be 80 or 100 people on that board. So if you've got an elected official from your town who you've, you know, convinced that this is a bad idea, that guy has got, or woman is not going to have much of a voice. This is what happens with consensus government. This is a nightmare. We need to block it, to call it out, and to refuse to collaborate. And we need numbers. We need to, you do it in your small town. You know what? There's no Switzerland in this fight. Don't think you're going to go hide in your bunker. You're not. Okay, you may stay there for a while, but what's going to happen when you come out? The thing is, you need to be there in your small town right now. You go down and you speak out. You call this out. Name it. It is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Name it. Refuse to allow yourself to be sidelined or shamed or embarrassed.
And I explain it just like this. Look at how the banks brag they've conquered Europe. Here's the Financial Times of London. Print out that headline. Mm-hmm. Here they are, folks. This is it.
Yeah.
By making your land worthless, they double the value of their land.
Right. Draw the links. You know, that's one thing in my book, you know, and that's why I wrote that book. I can't go all over the, you know, I mean, I am all over the U.S., but I can't be everywhere. So I wrote the book so people could have that info. And it's on the website, too. And, you know, it's all over. People are getting this information now. Now, the direct line is from the United Nations plan into the federal government through the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and then right down into your state and local government. It is not some plan that's not out there that doesn't have any impact on you. It is a real plan happening now. It has been happening for 20 years. It has changed your school system. It's changed your government, and you are, you know, don't allow yourself to be victimized by it. You take your...
Yeah, take it personal, but look at like your mother. First, they try to make the nurses take it. There's no law. Now it's laws they're trying to pass at state level and have passed in some states where you can't even be in child care. That means a coach, yeah, little league, whatever, if you don't take hundreds of shots they want. And there's no law, so they're trying to get laws, but they would just say, can't see your mother unless you take a shot that they admit doubles your chances of getting the flu in their own studies. It's just pure mafia color of law where Big Pharma says, hospital, do this.
Yeah.
And then they order you, and everybody follows orders. What empowers this? Following tyrannical orders.
Yeah, and look at, you know, if they make it, obviously in the town next to my town, in my county, it's against the law to smoke in your apartment. Right? Hey, think about smart growth. You're in your apartment, right? You're in your condo. You can't smoke legally. It's against the law. Think about that. People are taking antidepressants so that they won't smoke anymore. Antidepressants, what do? They make you suicidal. They make you violent. And, you know, or they create a total passivity, so you're not going to...
We've got a bunch of social engineers like we're ants in a dish, and they're messing with us.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the dish and grab them by the throat and say, I'm aware of you. Right. You're not manipulating me. Stop playing their game.
Anti-Delphi their meetings. I've got, you know, how to anti-Delphi a meeting. It's being done all across the country.
Now, you go in and point out that, hey, notice, folks, you just write something down and then they tell you what they want. Explain to us how you anti-Delphi after we take some calls.
Okay.
And again, where is the meeting tomorrow night in Bastrop?
It's at the Bastrop Opera House in Bastrop, Texas, 6:30 p.m. And I think Jim Mars is going to be introducing me.
Very, very exciting. And we're running an ad on the local radio.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Thanks for joining us today as we try to awaken humanity worldwide. This is a worldwide problem. The United States in Europe are really the heart of it. Up at InfoWars.com right now, a congressman fights to stop flying robots endlessly watching Americans. That's the actual headline, what the congressman said. U.S. moves to support Al-Qaeda in Syria following unconfirmed chemical attack, which Al-Qaeda had said they would launch. It's really becoming a Alice in Wonderland type situation. Who will be the first killer wearing Google glasses? One thing is certain, he'll say he thought it was a movie. Great article by John Rappaport, who joins us tomorrow. And that's just some of the articles up on the site. Rose, I want to take some calls now, but then get back into other solutions. Now you anti-Delphi these people and how to recognize just one of their techniques they use. What do you make of, I don't see this working for them anymore, to just deny what they're doing or go, oh, we do run Al-Qaeda now, but we still have to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just the narrative is so thin, mm-hmm. and people are waking up, and the government's answer is billions of bullets and tanks and checkpoints, and then to say there are no checkpoints, there are no tanks, when they now have TSA checkpoints in downtown Austin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the thing is that what they'll do is they'll tell you it's some right-wing thing, that you're fantasizing, that this isn't real. And meanwhile, you've got disinformation people running all over. You know, when Hitler came to power, when Hitler marched into Austria, they actually arrested like 60,000 people in a single day when he went into Austria. They arrested dissenters. How did they know who they were? In a group of three people, one of those people would be a spy. Can you imagine the amount of people that you need to do a network like that? And what we have right now with domestic surveillance, with drones, with restrictions, with people who have infiltrated neighborhoods, they're right down into your neighborhood associations. They look just like you, and they are the people who are hired as consultants, as people who are pushing these plans. Some of them think they're doing the right
thing. Listen, we've had guys in suits come out when we're doing men on the street things, and then we find out they're local bureaucrats, and they will call the police on us mm-hmm. for being on a street corner doing interviews. They'll walk over, and this is on tape, and go, I got somebody for you to talk to in one moment. And they're already ready under InfraGuard, that program, for the time will be taken away. And they get on these power trips mm-hmm. that they're little secret agents now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dirtbag criminal collaborator.
This is treason. But you know what? There are a lot more of us. And one thing, you know, I'm a left liberal. But you know what? This is a nonpartisan fight.
That's why you're wearing purple.
Yeah. And the thing, that's exactly right. We're not blue and red. We are, you know, let's be a nation. Let's be a nation of individuals. We come together as individuals.
I like that idea, the purple movement.
Yeah.
Did you invent that idea?
Well, no, I think, of course, it's my little undercover gay thing, too, because I am gay. But, you know, yeah, no, obviously, that's what we are, right? We are one country.
I didn't know purple had something to do with being gay. But
oh, well, that's because you're not gay, so you don't know.
Okay, well, but I mean, my whole deal is I like the idea of saying
blue and red.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's because this terrifies those in power. You want to terrify the people who are running this thing? You make common cause with people who are on the left. You find what it is. If you're going to refuse smart meters, you want to fight smart meters, that's something that people...
And they always try to make it a left or right issue. What does that have to do with it?
Not.
A robot attached to my house spying on me.
Right.
And they admit they're spying, and then go, but then say, they're now arresting people all over with no warrants for no reason. They're now going in houses to look at guns without warrants. Mm-hmm. That's in the news today. I mean, it's authoritarianism.
Wait till they put a chip in every gun, you know, and they got a chip in everything, and there you are, you know, everything you do.
And they're saying it's a felony if the chip isn't in it. They're proposing that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is how it, you know, the bag gets tightened. This is how it happens. This is what it looks like. You know, we are not quite at square one anymore. But people are still at this point where they're like, you know, nah, that can't happen here in the United States. You bet it can. You think we have some, like, super shield around us or something?
Oh, no, they're doubling down with tyranny when they fully move.
Now, this is what it looks like. You know, this is why we need to block it now. We need to become aware. Wake up. You know, get sharp. Put these, you know, alert people. If you blanket your town with flyers, somebody just put 70,000 flyers out on the East Coast, which is really...
I like what you just said. You snapped your fingers. We do job interviews, and people come in here, and they're, like, dazed, and you can't get through to them. And they admit, because of all the TV screens and things, people get in trance-like states. And sometimes when I'm talking to crew or whatever, they're all smart, but I've got to go, hey... Let's actually get in a conscious mode here, because all of us get kind of in this dazed, you know, world.
And you get overwhelmed. And plus, you know, when you're doing gaming and all that stuff is coming at you really fast, you know, I was sitting on the plane. There's this little kid next to me, and he was, like, completely absorbed with this thing. And I was thinking, you know, do his parents know that his movements on that game board identify him? Your movements on a game board are literally your ID. And this is the
one. Oh, they've got algorithms watching that.
Everything, you know. So if you're having your brain synapses changed from using, then you're not going to be able to read, right?
They admit it's actually dumbing the kids down.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're like, don't attack video games. You can tell a video game head they can't communicate with you.
Yeah, no. Hey, that's right. And this is how it happens. It's slow, but it happens for the next generation. Don't let it happen on your
way. Wow, Rosa, I'm impressed. You really know your stuff. Wow. What a smart lady. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I promise we're going to go to your phone calls now. Just briefly, be sure and support radio shows. Be sure and support news websites, organizations that will cover this. We are being conquered. The military-industrial complex, owned by foreign banks, created the UN and the Presidio in San Francisco in 1945. It's all on record. Their plan to end the family as you know it. Their plan to end towns, cities, everything, and only have mega cities that are above the law with globalists in them operating as city-states. Like the Vatican is an example of. I'm not demonizing Catholics of the Vatican. I'm saying that's the model. Or the city of London within London, that financial capital. Or how Israel is kind of, you know, outside the UN, does whatever it wants. That is going to be the model. She was talking about that. We'll get to more of that after some calls. It is so important for you to understand that people talk about discrimination on race or sex or things like this. They obsess on that all day. And the old fights to get us fighting with each other, when to shut down over 200 power plants in Obama's first 4 years that were clean burning, and to see power prices go up everywhere. I mean, that is, when you attack a country, bombers fly in and bomb the power plants. The globalists are destroying our infrastructure, paying $22 billion to ship General Motors to China, Brazil, and Eastern Europe. And you're like, well, don't like the Chinese. What's, they can have suicide nets? It doesn't. They're actually going down. They're not going up. They forced everybody off their land in southern Mexico and into the maquiladores. And then they're up here. What choice do they have? And then, oh, the government's like, get some free welfare, not to empower them, to make them clients to then vote to take the guns. It's all balkanization. The globalists want more chaos because they're exempt from it all, and they're just, you know, crushing things, smashing things, so they're left standing. And then they get paid to come in and clean up what they've done. They get it coming, going. They play all sides, just like they create Al-Qaeda, create Taliban, empower them, so they have a reason to be there and get all the opium. And now it's all coming out with Karzai saying, you run Al-Qaeda, you run Taliban. I don't just believe Karzai. It's, they're using them in Libya and Syria. It's not, people say, you say America did that? The globalists that run our country created the Soviets on record. That's all declassified now. They've had New York Times articles having to admit, well, they declassified the Russian stuff. Turns out McCarthy was right, but he was limited in what he was doing. They were using him to then persecute low-level communists. Instead, when he said the army runs Russia, oh, that's it, you're discredited. When you figure out the globalists are full-spectrum dominance, they will play all the major sides, but they don't play we the people. They don't control you, they don't control me. And there's a lot of good people in the system as well. This is a very criminal group, a very small group doing this. Every case, it's the J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, it's the Rockefeller Foundation. Go look at who funds all this. The Rockefeller's name is on everything. And who gave the land for the U.N.? I mean, it's them, folks. It is them. Most important man alive, David Rockefeller. Probably more than the Queen of England and her cousins, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, who's there, Queen Beatrix, who, I mean, that woman's probably more powerful than the Queen of England because she's hands-on, and now she's handing it over to her son, who's really creepy. But here it is, behind the green mask, UN Agenda 21, get this book, support us, but that's secondary. Get the book, buy 100. Let me tell you something to the middle class and wealthy who aren't part of the establishment. If you don't spend money to fight this, we're done, okay? Okay, our forebears and the liberty we had put it all on the line. If you won't even buy books or videos at InfoWarsStore.com and support us and support yourself and give this to people, there's no hope. The truth is we're getting traction. We're having an effect. We finally untied our rope from the boat dock. We've had the engine going. Now we're shooting down the water. We just need to intensify. Rosa, I'm not putting a pretty face on this. We're going to calls. Am I right in saying that we are just having magic level success right now? Because old-timers warned people for so long, planted the seeds, got called kooks, but now everybody remembers they were told about this 20 years ago. I mean, are we not seeing a giant wake-up right now when Obama raises taxes on poor people and promised he wouldn't?
Yeah, it's really incredible what's happening, not just across the United States only, but around the world. This is, and of course, the people's media, like you, Alex, I mean, this, you know, with the internet, people are beginning to recognize that, hey, they're not alone. They are part of a huge, worldwide, grassroots, nonpartisan movement to stop United Nations Agenda 21 sustainable development. So, you know, obviously...
real solidarity.
And listen, this is public-private partnerships. So when you see that Siemens Corporation, the old Nazi corporation, and GE and IBM, these are the Nazi collaborators. They didn't go away. You know, people think, hey, do you think in 1945 it all stopped? No.
I was told by an FBI agent 16 years ago that came down to Access TV to visit me, and I checked and it was an FBI agent, that I was being tracked when I made that America's Way by Design film, because nobody was covering UN Agenda 21 then. I mean, that's in that film. And I said, who's tracking me? And he said, basically, operatives of Siemens, look into that.
Yeah.
And it's funny you just said Siemens.
Oh, Siemens USA is a huge player. We have a page on our website, Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, on who funds Agenda 21. Siemens is a huge player. They have a tremendous amount of money, $27 billion in just money laying around right now. They are in the grid. They're in water. They bought up the United States' largest water supplier, U.S. Filter. They're in surveillance. They're in smart growth. They're in high speed rail and low, you know, what is it, light rail. They are in everything. They, and it's not just about money. You know, it's not just about greed. We've got IBM, which made the punch cards,
all
the computers for the Nazis. And then you've got your, you know, numbers tattooed on your arms. Well, now you've got biometrics. Retinal scanning is the latest. That is going to be the biggest growing industry.
Google glasses.
In the world, right? Yes, when you've got that, listen, game over, okay? We've got to stop this now, block it now, refuse to collaborate, refuse to cooperate. Do not be a party to this.
And they're moving on every front with forced inoculations, retina scanning to get in the gym. And you're like, well, so what? It's high tech. Bad people run it, folks. They're going to use it to take everything out of your bank account. They're going to use it. They now admit, which we reported 12 years ago, but they now admit that all the customer loyalty cards are uploaded to the government and the insurance companies.
Right.
I mean, that's why. I mean, it's so cold-blooded.
You know, Rand Paul just put out, I think it just came up today or the other day, about the America Community Survey, you know, that is actually mandatory.
And they lie and say it's the law when it's not. They put a code on there and say it's the law, but it's fraud.
Well, now he's launched legislation saying, hey, you know, you don't have to fill that thing out. But guess what? You know, you don't have to fill these things out. If it's not required, you know, if don't give them your...
Well, it also says under penalty of perjury, so if you make a mistake, it's a felony.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see, they show the code. It says, say how many people live here. So it's a trick. The code on it is the questions you've got to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 50 to 100 to 200, what's your toilet? What's your stock and bonds? Do you have guns? When do you go to work?
Right.
How much money do you make?
Yeah, what are you growing on your land? I mean, I've had farmers come up to me from, you know, all over the nation and saying, geez, Rosa, what do I do? Do I have to fill this thing out? They want to know.
Hey, when you fill out the animal premises ID, that again is not law but color of law, it waives all your rights. It's frauds. Criminals.
You know, this is what the new world order is: government by decree, government by regulation, restriction. This is about you losing your representative rights. Your representative government is disappearing.
In America, I can't hand out magazines in Austin until I went down there. And they said, we're going to arrest you next.
Yeah.
And I said, go ahead. We're going to sue all of you, and they had to back off. But my God, and the police were even later going, we're sorry, we were ordered to do it. It's like, you're sorry? You better be sorry that you ever followed the order. Was, I mean, you really want to have no... Look, they'll take the money out of your bank account, dummy. If there's no due process, we're all screwed. Don't you get it, people? You're not part of the establishment. It hates you. Did you get a memo about hydrofluorosilicic acid? Did you get a memo about GMO or aspartame? Did you get a memo about it killing you and your family? No, you didn't. You're not part of the power structure. You're either going to just lay down and love evil and think you're part of it and crawl along for a while, or you're going to come in and jump on the team for the big win.
And you know what, Alex? Your listeners are on board, but now they need to do something, okay? Whatever you're doing, do more. You can do more. Put out these flyers. Get the information out. Talk about it. Show up at meetings. Anti-Delphi.
Briefly, and I promise we're going to calls, but briefly, how do you anti-Delphi?
Briefly, basically, I give the whole layout in the back of my book, okay, and it's exact. You know, you really...
And there's a video of people doing it on your site.
Yes, and we have, you know, near riot at Delphi meeting where we literally took down a government meeting because they were Delphi-ing us and we refused to cooperate. Basically, you want to refuse to go along to get along, but you have to do it carefully or they will actually make it seem as if you are, you know, somebody who's disrupting the meeting, and they'll bring the cops in. If you bring the cops in, it obviously shows that this is not just some sort of hunky-dory, groovy little...
No, it's done as intimidation. These are would-be authoritarians. If they could, they would put your whole family in a gulag.
Right.
A guy just won $15 million for borrowing his buddy's car and was locked up for years. No one knew where he was in a New Mexico jail. They're now putting people in jail for 5 years over balloons. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically what you're going to do is ask the hard questions, and then you want to back each other up. You do this with a team. So you refuse to allow yourselves to be sidelined. You refuse to allow yourselves to be shamed, because that's what communitarianism is all about. It's about shaming you for actually speaking out. So you want to speak out. You want to support each other in these meetings.
That's right. And exactly, because they'll have their operatives planted to try to turn the cattle, so you have your people spread out who just start popping up, and it totally freaks them out.
Right, it totally freaks them out. And then you basically want to let them know that you know what's up. And eventually, when you do this, and you do this well, you have not worn your name tag, you're not identifying, identifying yourself. You are going in as a freedom force. You do it with other people. You don't identify yourselves to each other. You do it as a sort of a stealth force, because this is a stealth.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you get happy when your team wins the Super Bowl, destroy their operations, it is champagne time.
It is a
Oh,
you feel it's a big hit. And then you take it on the road, and you do it in the towns near you, and you start supporting other groups. And pretty soon, you guys are outnumbering the people who are running these meetings, the consultants and the planners and the people who've been paid.
And look how they sit there real smug.
Oh, yeah.
They always try to act like that they're invincible, but it's all Wizard of Oz crap. I'm sorry.
It really is. They are snowing you. This whole thing is designed to give you the impression that this is your idea. They are literally snowing you in every one of these meetings. And if you refuse to go, it is not your plan. You are there to show the people that it is not your plan, that you do not agree, that you don't want to go along to get along with Sustainable Places Project here in Texas, or Granite State Future, or One Bay Area. And by the way, we are suing to stop the plan in our area, in the 9-county San Francisco Bay Area, One Bay Area. This is putting you guys on notice, Metropolitan Planning Organization and California and all across the world. We are suing.
And your weapon is due process, civil rights, Constitution.
That's right. And whatever, it's a constitutional violation, and we are not going to stand for it. We will block this. We will not.
Look at this lady's got a fighting spirit. And it's infectious. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me tell you, there's nothing more disgusting than these smug puss buckets that go around trying to rob and take over our towns and suck people dry, and then have code enforcers in police uniforms arresting old ladies who haven't mowed their yard and $3,000 a day fines. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, it is blood boiling.
Yeah.
Okay, they need to be in prison.
It's what it looks like. You know, what does it look like? Traffic calming, code enforcement. It looks like form-based codes. It looks like scenic byways, Vision 2025, your general plan, your master plan, your comprehensive plan, public-private partnerships, transit-oriented development. It's, you can't smoke in your apartment.
It's a giant cult.
It's a crime. Heels, you know, healthy eating, active living. This is all about rezoning.
Well, no. You go to Whole Foods now, and it's all about, we're going to tell you how to behave. You're doing good. And people will come and go, you're making good choices.
Right.
And I go, I'm not coming back here. That happened three times last time I was there. Hello, you're making good choices, I see.
Really?
And it's like, oh, you're bringing GMO in here now, aren't you? It's all literal cult. Because once they get you, it's a giant cult. It's a giant UN eugenics death cult. Okay, let's go to some calls. This is unbelievable. Let's talk to George in Connecticut on Agenda 21, then Matt, then Casey, then Jeff, then Connor, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, George in Connecticut.
I found out after your last talk on Alex that my town is not only in Agenda 21, practically two-thirds of the town is sewed up to this. I tried to stop them on a project that was a $1 billion project, and they used the police to strong-arm me and almost kill me. I mean, these people are willing to do anything to get these projects together. I'd love to find a way to get some of my money back from the court and go after these bastards. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I would start just call yourself a citizen journalist, start a website, and start following the planners and people, and you'll find them in other criminal activities. I mean, they're always like kleptomaniac nuts. And then just burn them down on YouTube. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I have top lawyers on that beat the Food and Drug Administration on stuff, and they'll always just point out that the judge is getting money from Monsanto. I mean, they're mafia, and so it's not fighting dirty. Just go dig the dirt up on them. Start hammering their heads in with the dirt. Hurt them bad. Send them to prison. I've sent plenty of people to prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've taken people out crooked politicians. What you want to do, you know, I'm glad you said that, because, listen, always bring your video camera with you whenever you go to any of these meetings.
Folks, this is an enemy army. Any means necessary. Hit them hard.
That's right. And this is, hey, it's war. This is war.
This is war. I'm not just up there saying it's war. This is war. Listen, you don't even want to tell what happened to you because you don't want to scare people. But, I mean, they are thugs. People should know. I think you should go out and experience how they're mafia, folks. Then you'll know how real it is.
You know what? The more of us that are on board, the less.
Hey, used to, they did stuff to you. Now they're on the run.
That's right. This is it. You know what? Don't buckle under. Stand up. You can do it. You know, if you need to work for them, you know, quit that job. If you see people that are doing these jobs and you have some money, you say to them, listen, I'm going to make it possible for you to quit that job so that you can. I was in Memphis and I was speaking there, and they had the Office of Sustainability director there. And I said, I said, after you hear my speech, I want you to go in and resign. And I looked at the people in the audience and I said, you know what? If this man goes in and resigns today, you, the community, have to make sure that he is financially okay. This is what we need to do. We need to rebuild real community, because this plan destroys community.
And by the way, whenever you do the right thing and sacrifice something, doors just fly open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what frustrates me, is moving against evil is effective. People just don't even think they're in the game. I mean, they literally aren't even on the field. They just think evil has free reign.
Yeah, right. And you know what? We're so isolated from one another, and we think that, you know, what we do as an individual has no power. Believe me, what you do as an individual has tremendous power. We are tremendously powerful as
an individual. Why do you think they said we couldn't hand our magazines out anywhere downtown?
They don't want you spreading the information, and they want to intimidate you. Refuse to be intimidated.
No, I just redouble my efforts.
That's right. Exactly. This is the answer, is when they push you down, come up twice as strong, twice as hard. This is the thing to do. This is how you beat.
Isn't that just natural? I mean, I don't understand. People are like, wow, you're standing up to them. I mean, they're trying to dominate us, people. We got to get angry.
Yeah. And you know what? Once again, I want to say, you know, and it's not like I hate weed or something like that, but I know there's a lot of smokers watching this. Don't allow that passivity to take you over. That, block that.
Well, no, that's why they're acting like the new civil rights movement is only marijuana, because for most people, it does make them passive.
It does. And
it lowers men's testosterone.
Perfect drug for the new world order. It makes you totally passive. Object. Fight that. Smoke later. Do your flyers now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. If people would just keep the dub smoke until nighttime, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We'll be right back.
crazy on the New World Order, and they play this social mind game like we're animals. And we go, hey, we don't like world government. We don't like these wars, these drones, these checkpoints. Oh, how funny. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And then the other sheep go, oh, ho, ho, to feel important. I mean, don't be a pathetic chump out there. And I'm talking to new listeners or people who think this is all cool. The globalists are really, really, really bad people who have a very bad plan for society. And I hope you'll get Rosa Corey's book at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Both sites take you there. Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made almost 7 years ago, is evergreen, more important now than ever, breaking down the rest of the story. She breaks down what they're doing. This tells you where they're going. I've read hundreds of their books. So has Aaron. I mean, it's all how they're going to shut everything down and then kill us. I mean, it's just, it's total ultra-Hitlerian. Hitler was one of their students who they then set up and brought down. He was a eugenicist. Let's take more calls here in these final two short little segments. Then I'm going to do some overdrive into the fourth hour to cover some other breaking important information. But let's talk to Casey in Austin. Casey, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Rosa Corey.
Hi, Alex. Rosa, thanks for having me on. I had a quick question for Rosa, and then I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on something, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Council of Foreign Relations and the UN, since you know things like that are kind of intertwined with each other, Rick Warren is a known member of the CFR and Obama's good buddy. He's going around, thousands and thousands of different churches are taking out crosses in the churches, ripping up the carpet, putting Walt Disney, you know, in churches and things like that. How do I approach a preacher, because bells should be going off that this guy's not good, how do I approach preachers and tell them, hey, you know, what you're doing is not good?
I've talked to family and friends all over the country where Methodist churches, you name it, are pulling out the cross and saying, we don't worship Jesus anymore. It's bad. And it's a Soviet takeover. And people are now, no, that's not extreme. And the point is, if someone isn't a Christian or isn't religious, that's their issue. We're not even here judging them. It's that it's happening everywhere. Everything's being changed. Everything's being overthrown with a fake liberalism that isn't liberalism. It's a conformist. What happened in the Soviet Union or Communist China? Rosa Corey, comments on that.
Yeah, you know, if your pastor's out there talking about sustainability, sustainable development, you better go have a chat with your pastor because...
Oh, the First Baptist Church right here, or the First Methodist, teaches sustainability, UN, Bill Gates is our savior. Mm-hmm. They actually say Bill Gates is our God.
Yeah, and, you know, I've done quite a bit of research on this, and obviously, you know, when you're looking at... kind of the new Zen, the idea that you want to accept what is, and you want to leave the mind behind. You know, this is separating the mind and the body, so you want to release the mind. This is exactly...
So you're out in San Francisco in an area, so you know what it's like. No, it's the new coolness is to be a chump.
Mm-hmm.
They actually say, I want to be a slave.
Right, yeah, and I mean, if you look at, I think it's called the Blue Pyramid or something like that, about, you know, how you're supposed to surround yourself with people who believe the same way that you do, drink 2 glasses of wine a day, and meditate.
And that's what Google does now. It puts you in a little subgroup. It knows your algorithm, and then only keeps you in a group that agrees with you.
Right. And so you are actually being manipulated, and so are the churches, your pastors.
We're in a body snatcher level conspiracy.
Totally.
I mean, folks, I mean, people that say their life's boring.
I know.
I mean, unbelievable, unmitigated craziness is going on.
Hey, look in your closet and see if there's a pod in there.
Yeah.
This is really what it's about, and they are subverting religion. They're saying that religion has to take on the ecology model or it will disappear.
That's the UN One World Government
That's
religion
right. Mm-hmm.
That Revelation talks about.
It. Block it. Speak to your pastor. Give them the truth.
Yeah, or walk. Go in there, print up a flyer, start handing it out, break that church up. Those preachers say, don't do that. No. Those churches are nothing but synagogues of Satan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.